Thank you and good afternoon. Tuesday night, Arcata Fire responded to two vehicle collisions, one on Highway 299 near Glendale and a fatal collision on Highway 101 near the 299 in Arcata. The first accident near Glendale involved a vehicle that rolled over an embankment 20 feet from the roadway. The vehicle came to rest on its wheels, but the roof was caved in, trapping four passengers inside. Two of the passengers in the back seat were able to escape, but the two front passengers needed to be extracted by the jaws of life. Three of the passengers were taken to a nearby hospital for treatment of injuries ranging from minor to moderate, while the fourth passenger refused treatment at the scene. The second accident saw two female passengers fatally injured and the driver arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. 57-year-old William Larry Morris of Fortuna was driving southbound on the US 101 near the 299 with two female passengers when he let his car leave the roadway and collided directly into a tree. 57-year-old Stacy Cahar was sitting in the front seat and sustained fatal injuries. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The second victim, 59-year-old Karen Brennan, was transported to the Mad River Hospital where she succumbed to her injuries. Morris sustained minor injuries and was booked into county jail on numerous charges, including felony DUI and vehicular manslaughter. This is the fifth fatal collision in 2015, and it has resulted in a total of seven deaths, four of which resulted from driving under the influence. Tuesday morning, sheriff's deputies were called to Big Hill Road in Hoopa on a report of a man who was discharging his firearm in the air while under the influence in a residential area. When deputies arrived on scene, a witness showed them the trailer that 21-year-old Cameron Saxon was housed in. Saxon had a search and seizure clause, and a search turned up 2 grams of methamphetamine and a Ruger Mini 14 rifle. Saxon was detained without incident and was booked into county jail for being a felon in possession of a firearm and possession of a controlled substance. Wednesday morning, officers from the Arcata Police Department assisted officers from the Humboldt County Probation Department by serving a felony arrest warrant at a residence in the 500 block of Monterey Drive. Officers located 34-year-old Joseph Gene Kahn of Arcata, and a search of his person and residence turned up 2 loaded shotguns, a loaded handgun, and 1/2 ounce of methamphetamine. Kahn was booked into county jail on multiple charges. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing teenage girl who was last seen by her family on Sunday. 14-year-old Cheyenne Avery Horton is a Native American girl, 5'4", 110 pounds with brown hair and black shoulder-length hair, and has a piercing on her lip. Cheyenne was reported as a runaway by her family on Sunday, and anyone with information about Cheyenne or her whereabouts are asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement plans to crack down on drivers who use their phone while operating a vehicle. Dan Squire has more.
It remains the focus of law enforcement across the state, and in 2013 alone, more than 400,000 drivers in California were issued tickets. But traffic safety when it comes to the use of cell phones and other electronic devices while behind the wheel remains a concern. That's why local law enforcement agencies and the CHP will focus on distracted driving during the month of April. Talking, texting, or surfing the web while behind the wheel can be deadly. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration estimates that distracted driving is responsible for more than 3,000 deaths per year on highways. It's very simple. Put your cell phone and other electronic devices away when you're behind the wheel.
Thank you, Dan. Monday, the city of Arcata agreed to keep Redwood Park open on April 20th this year for the Humboldt Center for Constitutional Rights to hold a free speech event under a limited use permit. Since 2011, Redwood Park has been closed on April 20th due to the Arcata Police Department having a standing reservation at the park. This brought questions and issues regarding First Amendment rights between the public and the city. The newly signed permit limits the free speech event to the picnic area of the park. It also specifically prohibits drinking and smoking in the permitted area. Due to the regular occurrence of these activities at the park on the 20th in previous years before the city closed off the park on that date in 2011. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.